they were already gifts, already given away. Their arms and legs are all akimbo. Their mouths are dripping saliva, and they are panting hard. They have been running away, but now they offer themselves. They say, "Choose me, take me, please." The X-ray animals shine out of the rocks. Their hearts try to stay inside their skin lines. They're the long dead. They were already the magical dead when they were made. And their eyes say, when we were drawn, when we were imagined, when we were pictured on the rock. Gifts. We were already given away. Damn, through all the years, they were already given away. For us, and they came all the way down, saying, "Choose me." Saliva dripping out of their mouths and their noses wet. Their eyes painted sky blue. They look over their shoulders. They lick my hand. They have been running away and they are very tired. They're panting hard. They have been running away because they're afraid. They want their life. They love their life. I want my life. I love my life. When I look in their eyes go deep, all the way through. And their eyes say, "Choose me." They say, "It's my turn." They say hello, they say goodbye, they say, "See you later." They say, "So long, Joe."
Headphones are dead. Eddie was there to see the clouds of yellow dust and the blue waters rising up.
He was there.
He was there to see the flying insects take up the burden of consciousness. He was there when the animals crawled up out of the sea or drifted down from outer space or wherever the hell they'd come from. Some of them were working their teeth into points. Some were getting hard shells, soft guts, sharp eyes,
big ears.
Big ears.
He was there to see the big cats and the baboons take their prey apart.
He was there to see the cats and the baboons take their prey apart, start to analyze things, let their thoughts take wing or grow roots.
You know how words are.
You know how words are. He was there to watch the first kid learn to walk. Hell, he taught that kid.
He taught that kid
how to talk, steal fire, dig roots, invent the plow, and how to shoot. Shit, he taught him how to dress up, cut hair, stitch, tattoos.
Carve a tooth, get some animal tails, bones, feathers, feet.
Taught him how to carve a tooth, get some animal tails, bones, feathers, feet. Set up a little jewelry booth.
Dream. The wind was washing the sky's bright face, and the angels were all lined up for the angel race. A bunch of kids were running around in tatters and rags. Then I saw the soldiers all sewed up inside their body bags. There was an owl sitting on a washed out bridge, and an old crow all tired out from talking. There was a broken down barn and a refrigerator that had no door. There was an empty trailer park with a barbed wire garden. It was broken, all broken down. Everything in ruin. Nobody knew what the hell they were doing. they did not have a clue. Not a clue. There were skid marks at the junction where there was a rusted out wreck half buried in the river. Down at the end of a dead end street, there was a tree that had died hard. Of lightning. There was a poison wind and a poison blood stream. My mind was all poisoned, and so was my dream. I had a dream, and in my dream I saw a snake in deep water. Was in my bed too. I kissed a woman who could not sleep, and then the man came around from the blood police. I need a witness. Someone to witness me. Someone who can go the distance and take care of all. That. Dirty, dirty business. Thank you.
inside a small park. Corner of a downtown intersection. Replica of a First World War soldier. On a pedestal.
It's the end of the world. And the city streets are sent up to heaven. Gold, amber, turquoise, streaked with time lapse, with speed, with brilliant fear, with glamour. The night air, thin as trace minerals, silver pink, graphite gunmetal blue. It's the end of the world. The city streets all ascend to heaven. Men, women, children wave their beautiful weapons. Tools, fingers, smiling death and family. Bright child laughter echoes through the gates of radio. Everyone ascends the marble, wooden, steel, aluminum, rubber escalators. Stairways, ramps, elevators of speech full of sweet breath and carnivals. Heading for the top floor. The penthouse, the apex. Where they will live forever and ever, dangerously in love. Heroes wound dead, absolutely everywhere. It is the end of the world. And everyone ascends into heaven on electric lights. On jet trails, streams and ribbons of flame and metal. On buoyant gases, on smoke, canned cheer, narcotics and glue. Huge immaculate boats glide effortlessly up the inclined waters. Black, blue, sparkling, translucent, opaque, green. Treacherous into sunset skies, into golden holes in the ionosphere. Through the beauty of the smog light, into the tinted cosmetic brick. as cedar, gilded concrete streets beneath their flaming cheeks. Blood rust on their naked arms, in their hair. It is the end of the world, and when the sirens sound, everybody rushes out of side streets, lit with neon arrows and pink mermaids. Their rags, source, wounds bronzed and chipping, lips bruised, gaping mouths now closed in wise smiles and public kisses. Their bodies bathed in forgiving rose-color light, scented with sweet perfume. Ambergris, cedar, sandalwood. At the end of the world, when the glowing streets ascend to heaven, murderers become paralyzed with happiness at the very center of their rage. At the calm center of beatings administered to girl and boyfriends, children, pets, competitors. Dreaming of wild bullets with numbers on them. Of debts, of work and horror. They peel off their murder skins. Like dry summer snakes in the sun. The victims look up from their floors, bathtubs, sidewalks, abandoned lots where they have fallen. And smile sheepishly from behind makeup and bloody rags. When it's the end of the world, everyone celebrates the season of the cosmetic. Heaven is like that. It's the end of the world. We live on flood-lit lawns. Safe behind chain-link fences. Guarded by electricity. By honorable soldiers. By hundreds of famous policemen with realistic problems. In crisp afternoon sunlight, we slide effortlessly through suburbs. Serene. with the sound of power mowers. Baseball chairs, dogs barking, plate glass, telephones, damp hedges. Everyone is free to roam the deserts, mountains, skies, the beaches. Bank vaults and backyard swimming pools. Beyond the city, through fields of flowers. Butterflies, bees, birds, singing and talking. It is the end of the world.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
CKUT, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.